Ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, the main event of the evening for your entertainment and pleasure.
Mike, you have to be so combative.
Now, I probably wouldn't say this in front of white folks. But in front of your own, speak my mind.
He has emotional anger issue problem.
Hey, are you Dirty Mike and the boys?
I'm Mike Lowry.
Michael!
Oh, that's funny. Michael!
Welcome back to a Top of the Charts Tuesday edition of Ball Don't Lie. It's my man Ty behind the glass. He's handling business while our man Patrick Davis is out for the day. My man Rob Babers is sitting across from me. You can follow him at Rob Babers. You can follow me at Hardball Harge. And you can follow my man Ty at Texas Ty.
Texas Guy Ty
on Twitter. And you get used to hearing my man Ty because he's going to be around for a while. But joining us right now on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, he's a good friend of mine. He became a good friend of mine through the process. And as I've told everybody before, the month of September is the Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And I've given everyone my testimony, and this is the man that has kind of gave me a lifeline, so to speak. He is a part of North Austin Urology Specialist. He is a good friend of mine, and he is the physician that performed my surgery, Dr. Sandeep Mistry. Dr. Mistry, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing really good there, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can definitely hear you. So first off, I want to, obviously, every time I see you, I give you a hug because our conversation in the very beginning was not a good conversation, and it's very uncomfortable for a lot of men to go to the doctor anyway. But you've been doing this for a long time, and you pretty much calmed my nerves. And our initial conversation was, hey, man, we're going to do all these tests on you, but it looks like you might have prostate cancer. And it's something that, you know, a lot of people aren't ready to hear. But if you can catch it early, it's very treatable, correct?
That's absolutely right. The way that you responded when we first met and talked about your elevated PSA is not a conversation that I have to have with a lot of men that are as young as you are. And so there's an act of denial, especially when you're young, that your doctor has to help you overcome. And then coming to grips with what your treatment options are and how it may change your life. It's really important to have a good partner going through that. But absolutely, the vast majority of the 250,000 people that are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year are not going to die of it. And our treatments are very effective, especially when the cancer is caught early.
So one of the things that we were really active about when we found out that, yes, Mike, you are diagnosed with it, here are some of your treatment options. But there was a lot of testing that went into it prior to that, because one of the things that you were always trying to check for me is making sure that things didn't get into my lymph nodes and get into other parts of my body. And that kind of what helped me make the decision a little bit easier. It was never a good decision. You actually said when you first gave me the call, you were like, hey, make sure you bring your wife with you. And I was like, wait, what? And you told me flat out, because you're not going to be listening to what I'm saying. And I need somebody there to make sure that they listen to the options that we have.
Absolutely. You know, every man that gets diagnosed responds a little differently to the information. Some see nothing but, you know, death and disability. Others find that finding the cancer early was a godsend. And we do a number of tests after the initial diagnosis. But before we do a diagnosis, in many patients, we get an MRI of the prostate gland. So I'd encourage your listeners, if they've been diagnosed with an elevated PSA and have not had an MRI, that's something we do standard in our practice, because we can find cancer in places that may not be traditionally biopsied. We do a bone scan and a CAT scan. And today, in the last year, they've released a new scan called the PSMA PET scan that can even find smaller bits of cancer that may have spread that we couldn't find before. And that all really helps us in making the right treatment decision and making sure that we caught the cancer early.
So, Doc, we're talking to Dr. Mistry. He was my physician. He's at North Austin Urology. And, Doc, we this past weekend, Shannon Sharp was on the TV show Fox. He was on Fox pregame. And he came out and actually had the conversation about him dealing with prostate cancer, and no one ever really knew about it. But he said that he had family members that had cancer, and he was being proactive. For those patients that probably aren't as active or not being proactive and not going to the doctor as much as they probably should to get those regular checkups, what's the ages that people should start going to get those checkups?
Well, it does change based upon your family history and your race. So the official guidelines are men between the ages of 55 and 69 should have their PSA checked regularly. In my own practice, virtually all men over the age of 45 and all African-American men over the age of 40 will routinely get their PSA checked every year. And although some doctors will stop checking at some point, as long as the patient seems healthy enough, I'll keep checking the PSA even in men into their 80s. And that's because you can't judge, you know, everyone just by a number. Not all 71-year-olds are the same. And if you're pretty robust, then you deserve to continue to be screened. African-American men in particular, there's disparities in which they have access to care. They go through the PSA screening. There's disparities in how often they're offered surgery versus radiation for care. There's disparities in how far their doctors will go. So oftentimes, especially in the African-American community, it's so important that a focus be made on making sure you're getting good advice, getting access to great doctors, and understanding what the normal recommendations are.
All right. And another thing that I wanted to ask you about is a lot of people, like you said earlier, they just think it's when they hear prostate cancer, they think it's the end of the world. Our initial meeting, you and I were very blunt with each other, what our expectations were, what you needed from me and what I needed from you, especially because I was a younger man, had a family, and I wanted to make sure that I was around. But during the surgeries, it's new and improved and more advanced than ever. So when you did the surgery on me, it is something that was more of a new age type of thing that's now probably commonplace, correct?
Absolutely. You know, in generations past, removing the prostate had a lot of complications and a lot of problems. And so, you know, if you had, if your father had his prostate removed 30 years ago, you might hear nothing but horror stories. But today, we do the procedure robotically. It takes about 2 hours. A lot of patients even go home the same day. You have to wear a catheter for a couple of days afterwards, but usually that's pretty well tolerated. You know the catheter. That's a pretty frightening little thing, I'm sure. I'm sure you're not going to forget that one.
Ever.
But in the end, you know, the pain is fairly well tolerated. The incisions are 5 little bitty tiny incisions across your abdomen where we do the procedure laparoscopically. And tremendous amount of success in saving normal tissue, in targeting where tissue needs to be removed and any cells that need to be removed because of potential spread to lymph nodes. And our visibility, the speed with which we can do the operation, and the comfort with which people can go home early has really evolved tremendously over the last 20 years.
So if people wanted to come in and get checked, or if they can start it with their primary care physicians, but if they see that their PSA is kind of elevated, they will definitely make referrals to you and your crew, just like my primary care physician did. And I wanted to ask you, how do people get a hold of you or call your office to make an appointment today?
Well, our website is northaustinurology.com. My phone number is 512-238-0762. And we would love to hear from you. And not all patients are the same. So if you're a young man with a PSA over 2.5, you may be worthy of requiring a urologic evaluation. And you may have to take some of this decision-making into your own hands.
Well, we appreciate you, Doc. Thank you for taking some time today. I'll definitely be in touch, and it's always good to talk to you. Like I said before, our conversation in the very beginning, it was nerve-wracking. I didn't understand, but you made it all easy. And it started from me coming in to get a vasectomy. And then we started understanding that there might have been some other things that might be going on. But I can't thank you enough. My family thanks you. And we also had – we were watching Shannon Sharp, and we all just kind of started tearing up when he was telling his story, because it all brought us back to the day that you and I had that conversation and then eventually had the surgery, man. I can't thank you enough, my friend.
Well, you're welcome, Mike, and thank you so much for allowing me to talk about this important subject.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. That's it. There he is, Dr. Sandeep Mistry at North Austin Urology Specialist. He's one of the best. He took care of me, took care of my family, and a lot of people after my initial surgery and talking about it, a lot more guys went and got checked, and they all went to go see him. And so he's saved a lot of people thus far.
Hey, man, preaching the good word, brother.
No, trying man. To, man.
Just because, you know, guys, men, and I know men of color, because I'm a man of color myself, so are you, but I think men in general, they don't like awkward conversations. They avoid them. And going to the doctor is always an awkward conversation, and because you got to have awkward conversations about your health, about what's going on, and I would say men always avoid them, so I joke about that. That's why men don't like to talk to their kids about sex or talk about relationships and talk about their feelings and their emotions. Men don't like that, but it's necessary as you get older to have those awkward conversations.
Right.
And especially with your doctor as much as possible. So I'm glad you preached a good word, man. That's why you're here, man. Your life experiences, you're going to save some people. So,
and that's the most important part about it, is because a lot of people don't have a platform like this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can act like they know or pretend. I walked it. And it was tough. And just like he said, I'm going to tell y'all right now, having a catheter is never – thank you. Mm. That's how it was the entire time. It was and life was not good. Life was not good at that time. But for me to be
the alternative.
For sure. That's what I was just about to say. For me to be here, to be able to have these conversations and to bring someone like Dr. Mistry on to spread the word, especially in a month like this. It don't have to be – Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. You need to go get checked all the time. I've got other friends who's had to go get colonoscopies and all kinds of other things that we have to do. And I'm going to say it to black men at this particular moment, because you know the numbers are a lot higher for us than it is for others. But there's been a bunch of my white friends that have been gone to their doctor too, because they've had the same issue. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law went through the exact same thing. And we got a chance to go to Dr. Mistry and continue to fight the good fight. So make sure you go get checked, man. I know we don't want to hear the answers all the time, but like you always say, the truth shall set you free.
Man.
And if you can catch it early, it can prolong some things for you as well.
It's just not worth it to put it off.
No, it's not. Not anymore, especially because we're older and we have the knowledge.
Well, and the technology now allows you to, you know, you can beat it.
Yeah, you can beat it.
You got a really good chance to beat it the earlier you catch it. So that's why you should get checked.
And I get checked all the time, and my it's undetectable.
Yeah.
It's undetectable.
Yeah.
So right now I'm in a good space.
The catheter story.
Catheters is not good, bro.
Don't bring up. I can't even. It's hard for me to focus when you bring it up every time. Exactly. Even the doc had to. He had empathy for you. He's like, you won't forget that one, will you?
Yeah, because every time I talk to him, I'm like, man, I still don't look at you the same. Mm-hmm. Anytime I see him, I want to fight.
Yeah. The doctor that found that, you keep up with him?
I keep up with all of them.
You
they're still
consider
my docs.
Him like, yeah.
Yeah, they've been friends.
He's in the circle of trust.
He's in a definite. In the circle, especially him. Like when I first went in there, I was like, man, could you at least take me to dinner first?
Because
this is uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. It's an awkward conversation.
It's an awkward conversation.
I'm glad you had it, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get into Off the Record on the other side. More awkward conversations. But these of them are a lighter tone. All of that and more right here on Ball Don't Lie on 104.9 The Horn.